In general, the men of the CP, including the Chinese, worked like the Irish and other white men working for the UP. The surveyors went first, followed by the engineers who laid out the exact line. Then came the bridge gangs, so that when the gradings got to the bridge site, they could continue. Then there were the men who dug the cuts, or who dug and dumped the dirt to make the fills. Next came the track layers with their rails, spikes, fish plates, distance markers, sledgehammers, and ballast. After them, the carpenters, who built the roundhouses, depots, and other buildings. Unlike the UP, the CP was not concisely organized as a military force. Of course, in California it had no Indians to contend with, for they had nearly all been wiped out. But the military manner of organizing complex outfits fit the CP as much as it did the UP. Squads, platoons, companies, battalions, regiments, divisions, with separate commanders and staffs for logistics, planning, intelligence, finance, personnel, and more. The bosses on the spot where the construction was going on were Charles Crocker and James Strobridge. Crocker was described by his assistant chief engineer, Lewis Clement. He was a businessman in the full sense of the word, prompt, methodical, fearless, and confident. He was decided and firm, yet not obstinate. When he was satisfied that he was in the wrong, he was always ready to concede it and apologize. He kept his word, Clement said, but he was very quick to act and sometimes acted too quickly. He acted and then considered it afterwards. He was the manager of the construction, which was a job no ordinary man could have done. He wasn't imposing, despite his bulk. He was less than 6 feet tall, with a fair complexion and beardless. "I don't suppose," Clement said, "that there was a mile of road constructed that he didn't go over the ground, either on horseback or with a wagon. He always wanted to see what had been done and what was being done. He was out in every kind of weather, and it made no difference whether it was an American horse or a bucking Spanish pony." Clement admitted that Crocker was a large eater and a man of very strong prejudices. When the job was completed, Crocker was the only one of the big four, indeed the only Californian, who thought to praise and thank the Chinese for what they had done. The Chinese, meanwhile, were called Crocker's pets, and he was known to them as Mr. Clucky. Strobridge had lost an eye to a black powder explosion in Bloomer Cut, but the Chinese respected him without hesitation or stint. Those who had learned English called Stro the one-eyed bossy man. He could see as well with one eye as most men could with two, and when, as happened occasionally, there was trouble among the Chinese workers, Strobridge could pick out the ringleaders with a glance. He confronted them, usually with an axe handle, and they gave way and he prevailed. Strobridge appreciated what the Chinese did. After a few months with them, he said, "They learn quickly, do not fight, have no strikes that amount to anything, and are very cleanly in their habits. They will gamble and do quarrel among themselves most noisily, but harmlessly." Leland Stanford, the governor of California who had won many voters by denouncing the Chinese immigrants, wrote to President Andrew Johnson, "As a class, they are quiet, peaceable, patient, industrious, and economical." And he asserted, "Without the Chinese, it would have been impossible to complete the western portion of this great national highway." And what did the Chinese think of their employers? For sure, they wanted the jobs. Most, if not all of them, saved money while working for the CP, and those who went back to China with their savings used the money to live well. Others went to work for the multitude of railroads building new lines west of the Rocky Mountains after the CP was constructed. Many settled in California, where they raised families and became an important part of the population. Still, there is no solid answer to the question. For the most part, we just don't know.